in, registered voter in Washington. Don, raise your hand, brother. Don's got the thing you want to sign. Do you see him right here? Okay. Because you know what? We ain't over yet. Freedom. The weed is free. But people might say, well, why are we still marching? We're still marching because there are people who are in prison. We're still marching because people can't get their records expunged. Thank God Representative Lou Frederick feels that, filed a bill, has been pushing that. It looks like we may get some of the expungement stuff in the 91 bill. Keep your fingers crossed, push for that. So what's left? Well, what's left is, oh, wait a minute, I forgot one other thing. Do you know what today is? Today is the first day in Oregon where if there is a moratorium preventing safe access to the distribution of medical cannabis at a licensed medical marijuana dispensary, it's not us that's illegal, it's the city that's illegal. That shit is over. That shit is so over. In 884, with the 16 amendments, I mean, we'll see what happens Monday. One thing you might do is you might call people in the 91 committee, encourage them to make sure they don't adopt the amendments that change Section 30 and 31. Section 30 and 31 make it so there can only be reasonable regulations and no moratoriums, and makes crystal clear that state law prevails. Our friend Floyd Prezansky, Senator Prezansky, in presenting to the committee on this, was asked by Andy Olson, a representative from Albany, a former state trooper, a guy who gets it generally about medical marijuana. He said, well, you know, does it really need to be an absolute thing? Does it have to be the same thing everywhere, that we have to have it, that we can't ban it? And Floyd looked at him and said, yeah, we do, because it's medicine. Yeah. Andy said, well, if you want to, you know, it's not medicine federally. And Floyd said, the people say it's medicine in Oregon. It's medicine in science, law, and fact. And we're not going to have its distribution interfered with where it's licensed and regulated anywhere in the state anymore. That's over starting today. Yeah. But I'll tell you what's not over. What's not over is the bigotry that caused them to deny patients safe access. There are some places, there are some people, they just don't like our kind. And what they do is they wrap themselves in the flag and say, well, the federal government says it's a Schedule I controlled substance. Well, federal law, we're going to require that for you to get a business license, you have to be in compliance with federal law. You're not in compliance with federal law. We're not giving... Bullshit!
Yeah!
It's Oregon law. And Oregonians have the power and the right to make it so that marijuana is not legal or not illegal. Just because the federal government wants it to be illegal doesn't mean they can require the states to make it illegal. That's a thing called commandeering in the law, and it's not allowed. It's expressly not allowed. And it's how alcohol prohibition ended. Alcohol prohibition ended when the state said, we're not gonna have the when the state said we're not gonna enforce federal law anymore. We're just not gonna do it. At one point in New York City, there were more speakeasies than there were churches. That's what happens when prohibition ends. But it doesn't, you know, you know, often when I'm called upon to speak publicly, I'm reminded of those of us who aren't here. And I'm talking about, and wishing that they were, I'm talking about Jack Herr and Jim Clar and Jim Gregg and Sister Sativa Melody Silverwolf. I sure miss all of them, and it's... But their work and our work is not over. We need to be active, we need to be engaged, and we need to come together on this day and march. Thank you so much. God bless you.